Good evening. I am Reverend Judy Hosner, and welcome to another episode of The Journey 8. Come in, sit down, and spend the next hour with us as we talk it out.
Nothing's impossible.
Yeah, one of my favorite songs. All right. So, welcome to The Journey 8. I'm Reverend Judy Hosner, and of course, my sidekick's here for another week. And then she's abandoning me again.
Not abandoning. I had to go see my son's wedding stuff.
Yeah, well, okay. I guess son's weddings are, you know, take precedence. Here we are, and you just heard our opening song, of course, like I said, one of my favorite, Will of Titus with Nothing's Impossible. And in a few moments, we're going to hear a couple of songs, actually, during the show from a young gentleman, up-and-coming artist, indie artist, that I was introduced to by his manager. I got his music this week. And his name is Mandela Dunamis, and he's awesome. He's a rhythm and blues, Christian, multi-generational, whatever, genre. I don't know. I'm too old for all these terms, but he's awesome. Anyway, his music is true. I love the words to his songs, and his videos are pretty good. So you'll find him on YouTube and on iTunes, Mandela Dunamis. So, that being said, Reverend Ellen, would you like to introduce his new song?
Yes. His new song is called Be You, and once again, this is Mandela Dunamis.
Hopefully my engineer has had time to post it up. Oh, I'm sorry. Be You by Mandela Dunamis. It's one of those. Oh. Okay, well, that's fine. Then, you know what, Ellen? Guess what?
No. No.
I know of her, y'all, as my reluctant pastor. She's just... You know, I never have to worry about what her answer is going to be when I ask her to do something. It's always no.
No. No.
So Pentecost Sunday is this coming Sunday, May 15th. Pentecost. The holy day that brings a new meaning to earth, wind, and
fire.
Fire. So you're going to finish your little ditty for us that you started last show, of course, right? And then you leave. I mean, you don't leave the show. I mean,
no.
you leave me.
The answer is no. Yes, we're going to finish up what we started.
Before we start. I'm sorry. We didn't do this. If you don't have a phone number
to call in, you can just speak to one of us here at 888-627-6008. Don't be afraid to give us a ring and talk to us. We can't bite you through the radio. So, you know, a lot of people a lot of people are afraid to talk, you know. But that's what we're here for. We're here to do our best to answer your questions, give you some information, and we would love some feedback, please.
Yeah, and as I mentioned earlier, last show, I guess it was last show, FYI, this phone number,
888-627-6008,
works on a smart or a dumb phone, landlines, and ship-to-shore phones, and best of all, it works
on those funky shoe phones.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I told somebody earlier this week that we weren't high-paid radio personalities, but we sure did have a lot of personality. So we're going to play. We're ready to pull in Mr. Dunamis singing
Be You.
Be You.
Auto funk. Snap your fingers with me. There we go. Let's do it. I think the greatest fear in life is the fear of what people think. It's like you never want to do anything, cause the fear of what people think. So you stay in your comfort zone, you figure that you just leave it alone. You wanna be like everybody else. All that does is makes you a clone. Gotta understand who you are. Play the world, you're a superstar.
Yeah. So what'd you guys think? A little bit out and about, and I played these songs, and there's like 15 of them in his album, portfolio, whatever you call them. And they're all fabulous songs. They got great spiritual meanings to them, and some of them are fun songs like this. Some of them are very serious songs, and I'm hoping you all like him as much as I do. Mandela Dunamis is his name. And so that's that. We'll move on, and he'll be coming up again in a couple minutes. So one of the things I wanted to say, Ellen.
Yes?
If you miss a live show, what happens?
Oh, anytime you miss a live show, it's no big deal. Usually within 48 hours of an archived version of the show is available by going to our homepage at www.bbsradio.com/thejourney8. And right under her glowing picture, yes, she said glowing, you should find the list of archived shows. Click on the date of the show and listen to the whole broadcast. The only thing different is the music will be abbreviated to save space and storage and to comply with copyright rules.
Because we don't want to break any rules.
That is correct.
Now, are you ready?
Oh, first we have to go back there and make an announcement.
Oh, another announcement?
Yeah, right there. Back, go down some a little bit. Y'all don't know what we're talking about, but we're right there. Stop. We just gave you the website in order for you to archive the shows, which is www.bbsradio.com/thejourney8. But there's also, if you don't have time to just sit and listen by the radio, you can pick up one of those smart devices of yours, smartphone, dumb phone, shoe phone, whatever phone, and you may call in just to listen at 716-748-0150. And this is for all you chickens that don't want to that don't want to talk to me and Reverend Judy. But and we're going to let you be chickens this week, okay? But if you're not chicken, we would like to hear what you think about Mr. Mandela Dunamis.
Dunamis?
Dunamis. I'm reading the word.
Dunamis.
Dunamis.
Okay, and there went that sponsorship.
And you can do that at 888-627-6008.
Call us. Let us know what you think of Mr. Dunamis. Mandela Dunamis. Yes. Woo! All right. Where are we? Whoop, 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 whoop. You.
I don't know.
Where are you, Ellen?
At me is up, back up, and up, down.
Okay.
Okay, it doesn't really matter where I'm at. You're gonna plug me in anyway. You know, guys, we're silly, but we love God with all our hearts and souls, and we just want you to know that this is a fun, loving show. You know, we want to give you what God has given us, and we don't want to church at you. We just want to talk to you. You know, and we'd love to hear your feedback. And so we're going to continue on where we stopped last week, because I've been instructed by the great reverend over here to find some more information that I didn't have. Okay.
Yes.
But what I have this week is I was searching, trying to find what other denominations and other religions, how do they celebrate the Pentecost season? And basically, it all ran back to the Christians. It came back to the Christians. We or those of us who consider ourselves Christians, we celebrate Pentecost every year. And it says, what I have so far is some little bit of background. It says, according to the Christian Bible, it was the 50th day after Easter when the apostles and the Holy Spirit descended on them. They received the gifts of tongues, which we spoke about last week, the ability to speak in other languages, and immediately began to preach about Jesus to the Jewish people from all over the world who had flocked to Jerusalem for the Feast of Shavuot.
Shavuot.
Okay, I'm going to get some English lessons soon. Shavuot.
Except that's Hebrew.
He's a Hebrew. This is a Hebrew. Okay. Christian Pentecost not only commemorate the Holy Spirit's visit, but also it marked the birth of the Christian church. So the big C, universal, church universal. Although, excuse me, although it is not when Christians started observing Pentecost, it may have been as early as the first century CE.
What is CE?
I knew you were going to ask that question. You tell me.
You
please.
All have to understand, I've been her mentor for years now. So, you know, being a teacher just never leaves your blood.
See,
if AD
is after
and BC
is before,
CE
gotta be during. I don't know exactly what those initials mean. I'll get back to you on that, unless you want to tell them.
Nope.
Okay, that's homework for me, y'all. Okay. I knew I should have looked up that word when I seen it on the paper. I knew she was going to ask me.
Who says Christians are stuffy? Who says Christians don't know how to have fun? Who says?
Who says teachers are not pushy? Okay. All right. Well, we have another word, which is called Whitsuntide, which is also means Pentecost. And it's referred to as Whitsun in the modern time. It is beginning with the Saturday before Pentecost and ending the following Saturday. And we'll get back to you on that word Whitsun, because she is looking at me. So that means I need to know what CE is and Whitsun. I'll get back to that. Specifically, so now we found out that Pentecostals and Evangelicals, say that right?
Evangelicals
are the ones who celebrate Pentecostal the most.
And that's why they're called Pentecost.
Pentecost, that's right. Pentecost is one of the only two holy days that is not a carryover from the Jewish tradition, but a huge, gigantic, and utterly important point in the history of the Christian church. Evangelical churches, where a lesser degree of emphasis on the liturgical year is generally placed. What we mean by liturgical year, in the Christian calendar, there's liturgical seasons that we go through. Pentecostal, Advent, Lent, Christmas, Easter.
And not necessarily.
Not necessarily in that order, but those are the seasons that the Christian.
Don't write those down.
Yeah, don't write those down, because I don't. Didn't, okay, we'll add that to the list of finding out, doing my homework, which order they go in, okay? And Christmas, too. So, well, if I start at Christmas, I could probably do that.
The year begins when?
A, B, or C.
We're having so much fun, and I'm sorry if you guys are bored, but we're going to move on.
Yeah, we're going to move right on. The evangelical churches, where a lesser degree of emphasis on the liturgical year is generally placed, Pentecost may indeed be one of the greatest celebrations in the year. In many other cases, though, Pentecost may be a holiday ignored in these churches. Perhaps ironically, this includes many Pentecostal congregations. Christians of tradition may be surprised to learn that the significance assigned to the holiday may be other and, in fact, more evangelical churches in the United States. Secular Mother's Day is celebrated more than the ancient or the biblical feast of Pentecost.
And that's very good. Are you done?
No, I'm done right there. I got some more stuff over here. Okay, just a few more words. And it says, the symbols of Pentecost, which I believe I mentioned that to you all last week, the color is red, and the symbols include flames, fire, wind, and a dove. The dove was the representation of the Holy Spirit when it ascended on Jesus after John the Baptist had baptized him. And God spoke to him from heaven and said to John the Baptist and said, this is truly my son. Mm. And the white dove ascended on him to represent the Holy Spirit.
So did the dove fly into the fire and they had lunch?
No, it did not. Behave yourself. The dove was a representation of the Holy Spirit. Shavuot is a festival that happens 50 days after Passover. Same thing with the Pentecost. In order to celebrate the event in which God gave the Torah to Moses.
That's right. That's what was so important that I wanted you to bring up.
I've done my homework almost all
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, well.
In other words, the event in which God gave his word to the Jewish people in the form of text. Christians, on the other hand, celebrate Pentecost 50 days after what we consider to be our Passover. Easter Sunday, 50 days after the resurrection, the word of God was given again. Except this time, it was not given as written text, but as the Holy Spirit in the hearts of the believers. The Holy Spirit ascended on the believers, and they then were aware and understood the word of God. But the degree of overlap between Shavuot and Pentecost has served as a good moment for me to reflect. What am I doing with this word of God in my life? Written or otherwise?
I don't know. What are you doing?
I'm learning and I'm trying to understand the scriptures and find out what God's meaning of the word is for me. Because what it means for me not necessarily means the same for you. Or for anyone who may be listening. How much do I pick up that particular word? Where the book happens to be laying on a library shelf or being beaten somewhere between my lungs. How often do I celebrate the reception of that gift? All I know is that learning more about the Jewish root of my Catholic faith has helped me to push these questions further. The reason I say Catholic faith is because the Catholic Church is where the Church Universal came out of, if I am not mistaken. She's looking at me again, guys. Gotta do some more homework. This is a reminder that the Christian Church was not born with Jesus, but was created by Christians in response to their interpretation of Jesus' teachings. Shavuot is the festival at which Jews commemorate what they believe to be God's giving of his teaching, the Torah, to his people at Mount Sinai. In terms of Christianity belief, that is offers a new testament, a new covenant to follow or supersede the covenant entered into God by God and his people at Mount Sinai. It is logical that Christians would, cut a long story short, adopt Shavuot in a new festival, Pentecost, to celebrate their new covenant. Just as Shavuot celebrates the Sinai covenant, Shavuot itself, a Pentecost is simply counting of 50 days. Jews count 50 days after Passover, Pesach, after Pesh, which means Passover, before celebrating Shavuot, and the Christians count 50 days after Easter before celebrating the Pentecost.
50. Wow.
Yeah.
50 is a God number. 7 is a God number.
Mm-hmm.
40 is a God
number.
And here we go. We're going to play the next song.
All right.
Next song, doesn't matter. See what you guys think.
Doesn't matter where I am, doesn't matter, 'cause I know who's I am. Doesn't matter where I go,
doesn't matter, no.
This one thing I know for sure, yeah, yeah, yeah. You'll never leave me, you'll never leave me. So everywhere that I go.
Now, the first song, Be You and Doesn't Matter, which is what you just heard, I picked those together. I heard them back to back, and I said, wow, these two go together. And so I kept playing them and kept playing them, and I realized the overlying, underlying, and maybe even sideways lying. Lying in a ditch lying. I don't know, but I'm just saying the message of Jesus cannot be changed by any man. And here in North Carolina, that is really coming to head. Mm-hmm. Mandela's message includes the essence of John. This is one of my favorite passages. John 13, 34 and 35. This is where the new commandment. People are looking at each other in their cars and trying to stop from smashing into each other. New commandment. I can't even remember the ten original ones. Now you're going to give me a new one. Jesus gave a new commandment right before he was put to death. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should also love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. So all these rock and roll songs, you know, about love, well, they all come back to the man.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, so I think the thing that interests me, being an older, I won't say old, I'll just say older person, is I would not be, if somebody said, you got to listen to somebody who is just awesome, he's rhythm and blues, he's this, he's that, I would have said, oh, hand me my hymnal.
For real? Yes.
I am just that way. I will admit that I'm usually pretty straightforward when it comes to music and stuff. But when I listen to these songs, and I thank the management for forwarding the email over to me, I just was totally blown away. So kind of like I was with Will of Titus, you know. So, now, what time is it, Mr. Clock? It's 9:33. Is that what it says, really?
Yeah.
None of my equipment's been working in this studio, no. I want to say.
It says 8:33, but California is 5:33.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
We're swinging on the west. East,
we're swinging
the west
on
coast.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing in the studio is working today.
I am.
Yeah, we are.
We are here.
We're working very hard. All this fancy microphones and stuff, and none of them work. So one of the things I want to talk to you about is I have been working very hard to get this lady on the show. Her name is Kara Johnstead. She has recorded over 100 songs.
Wow.
She is an amazing vocalist. She's got, I don't have my notes in front of me. Anyway, I've been working diligently, and we have set a date of June 6th, And the interview is going to be pre-recorded because she's in the recording studio as we speak in the UK somewhere, and or someplace like the UK. And so she's going to squeeze out some time. We're going to do the interview. It'll be my second or third attempt to record and then play it on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe later on when she's got some time, she'll actually come and play with us. A very nice lady. Her name is, again, Kara Johnstead. She has a plethora of songs on iTunes. Go look her up and listen to some of them. They're pretty interesting. So that's coming up. Ellen will be back in the year 2020. And... And when she's done, Jen will be back next week. I don't know where Wasif is. We've kind of lost track of him. I'm sorry, Wasif, wherever you are. One of the other things I want to talk about while Ellen is here is that we started this show almost 3 years ago. It'll be 3 years ago in a couple months. 3 years ago. I was scared.
Uh-huh.
I was not sure whether it was going to last 15 minutes, 15 days, or 15 hours. And I always thank God for the opportunity. What I am asking you for out there in Radio Land. I think they used to say that, didn't they? Radio Land?
Radio Land, yeah.
Yes, way back when we were kids. Turn of the century, I'm sure.
Not me. I'm still a kid.
Well, if you are an indie artist, and I haven't said this recently, and I need to make sure anyone listening out there, if you are a Christian singer-songwriter, band, whatever, and you are not big shot person, and you need some airtime, we love to play new artists.
Yes,
because God, you know, puts talent in all of us. So send me your music, send me an email, or have your manager send me an email with your music on it, we definitely will get it on for you.
And where do they send that email to, Reverend Judy?
I don't know, because I'm in between email, or in between websites. You know, one of the bad things about being a type A person that's just fickle,
mm-hmm,
is that if somebody makes me mad, I shut down the whole thing.
Okay.
So my website doesn't exist right now. You can send it to a personal email, jhosner, H-O-S-N-E-R, at Mac, M-A-C, as in Macintosh, .com.
So I guess I'll be doing my homework so she doesn't shut me down.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. Here's the deal. If you can't get a hold of me, and it's not very unlikely that you won't, but you can always send an email into the studio or something. I don't know how they process that as junk mail, but get to me. Don't give up. And I will give your music an honest tear. And I usually run it by Jenna and this person sitting next to me. But who are you anyway?
You forgot who I was already.
What are you doing in my studio?
You invited me. Remember, salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper of internet radio. I don't know. Can we be sued for that? We can't be sued for that. That's an old saying.
No, we can't.
That's good.
That's a good thing.
Yes. And so, I encourage you.
And besides, we're saying pepper. Not Peppa.
Oh.
Because her group, the secular group was Salt and Peppa.
Oh.
So if we're saying Salt and Pepper, we are not trenching on anybody's.
How about Salt and Tabasco?
Huh?
How about if we play another song?
How about let's do that?
I don't know, because I think the last song I have for him is the closing song. So, wow. We chopped something out of our schedule. What could it have? Oh, the question of the week.
Drum roll.
Now, this is a talk show. You are supposed to cooperate and, like, answer this sometime, y'all out there. All 12 of you. Come on.
We're now. 14.
Oh, that's right.
We're in the big 14 time. Now. We're in the big
time. That's right. Okay, so this week's question is, drum roll. Okay. Egg roll. Why should we love our enemies? Don't answer because Jesus said so.
Yeah.
Why should we love our enemies?
I love my enemies because I don't think I have any. I just love people in general. I don't see color. I don't see races. I see people. And I believe that we are all cut from the same cloth. We may speak different languages, but we're all cut from the same cloth. Because my go-to has always been, if I cut my wrist and Reverend Judy cuts her wrist, same red blood's going to come out.
Really? Well,
yes, and that is the blood of Jesus. And so I think we're, you know, we're all equally. And, you know, sometimes when we say, that's my enemy, I don't want to be bothered with that person. We not only have to look at the person that we consider enemy, we have to look at ourselves and see what did we do to even put that person in the category of being an enemy.
And who truly is our enemy? We only have one.
Satan.
Satan. You know, so, yeah. Y'all think about this, even if you don't want to call in and talk to us, because I know we're in our silliest of moods.
Yeah, but that's when you
this
get
is
our
serious.
Best. That's when you get our best, when we're silly.
Think about this. If you, by loving your enemy and not falling into the depths of his anger, you won't be overcome with evil yourself. Remember, if the person is really a bad person, let's say, I don't know how to, then their whole mantra is to do not so good things to people. You know, the other reason, and this was my first one in my head, the enemy loses because you won't play his game.
That's correct.
You know, one of the things people like, have you ever met somebody who just wants to egg you on into a fight? Just wants to get under your skin and just badger you until you finally take a whack at him or something? You know, if you rise above that and don't play into that, turn the other cheek, walk away, pray for your enemy, eventually it'll come full scale, come right around 360.
Whew, I'm glad you didn't say turn the other cheek.
I know.
That's rough.
How many times did Jesus say to turn the other cheek?
That's more homework, I don't know.
I got 70 times 7.
70 times 7.
70.
That's a long time.
You know, here I go. I got a couple minutes. Oh, God. We should never have a program where I have a couple minutes left over. You know?
Get it.
It could be a bad thing. Everyone has a limit to patience. Everybody has a limit to their own anger, their own emotions. And you will never be perfect until you cross over. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get mad sometimes. And you're going to let your anger get to you. And you're going to let your enemy kind of beat you down. But there is no failure in that. You can always get on your feet. Better yet, get on your knees.
Mm-hmm.
And ask God to take it over. It's too much for you.
Yes.
He's very good at that.
Mm-hmm.
He's been great at it for me in my life.
And me as well. We need to practice to go to God first. Don't let prayer be the last resort.
That's right.
Let prayer be the first resort.
And the second.
And the third. You know, but prayer, I mean, yes, because, you know, a lot of times we do, as humans, we gonna get mad. You know, Jesus, no, he came here and he lived through things and he got mad. He got real upset when he turned over the tables in his father's house when
yes,
they were gambling and collecting taxes and things. So no human emotion that you feel, Jesus has not experienced it. He has. He did experience it. In his 3 years, 39 months that he was here on this earth, he faced everything that we could possibly go through. So if we get in the Word, as was mentioned earlier, part of the show, if we get in the Word and we just have faith and learn to let prayer be first in our lives, then you can see the enemy. You can see, because his job is to seek, kill, and destroy. And when someone arouses you or someone tries to get under your skin, as my partner always says, they got under my skin. You know, that's where you have to just ask God to speak to you with a small, still voice.
That's right.
You know, be led by the Spirit and not try to lead the Spirit.
So we are going to say, good night a little early, because the closing song from Mandela Dunamis, I want you all to stay online and listen to this song in whole. It's a few minutes long, but it's a beautiful, beautiful song. Join us on the 23rd. I'm going to be speaking, I believe, unless his baby is still too new for him to come outdoors. To the vice president of the NAACP down here in the Southern District. And we're going to be talking about Memorial Day stuff. So remember that God is greater than anything this earth can throw at you. So have faith and grace. And, you know, there isn't anything too big or too little.
Or too hard.
Or too hard.
For God.
I mean, really.
Seriously.
So give it a good try. And this is In This World by Mandela Dunamis.
You know, in the world, people serve me, myself, and I. But when it comes to serving others, people don't even think to try. I see people got light, but they choose not to shine. Free people are now slaves to the dollar sign. And you can get killed for stepping on a man's shoes. And good news never seems to make the news. In the world, it's easier to cheat than it is to be faithful. And it's easier to lie than it is to be truthful. See, in the world, people work hard to get, and yet they struggle all their lives in financial debt. In the world, people are wrong for being right. And people try to right their wrongs, but they never do it right. We live in a world where we can talk about anything, and it's splendid. But if I talk about Jesus, people are instantly offended. And they don't teach us to love. They teach us to have sex. They don't teach us about marriage. To them, it's all about your ex and who's next. In the world, 1 minute we're alive.
Thank you for being with us this evening. Please come back again. And remember, be kind in all you do, and the kindness will come back to you. Grace and peace.